Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Jackson, Black or White. This is Delicious Talk, your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Good evening, everybody. Have a very exciting show this evening. I hope everybody's having a good weekend. My weekend was really good, except for that we had a couple of thunderstorms here, and the power went out for, power was out from, I think it was Sunday night until Monday afternoon. It was really crazy, but, you know, I'm very blessed and thankful and grateful that I did have electricity to come back on, where there's people who don't have electricity at all, and some of the other luxuries that we have. well, it would be luxuries to them. So I am grateful for that. Also, basically that's about all I've been doing this weekend is running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to do a few things. And so without further ado, tonight's topic is the N-word, what's good or bad about it. And, you know, the N-word's been around for a long, long time, and I think it's going to continue to be around for a long, long time. There's negativity about it, then there's good about it. And could it be used by any other race besides African-American race?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though you hear other races
like
using
one,
it, but it's basically for the African-American race. My guest co-host this evening is Miss J. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, everybody.
How are you this evening?
Oh, kind of all right. Sort of.
Sort of. Well, everything's going to be good because this is going to be a pretty good show. Now, what is your take on the N-word? You know, how do you feel about it being used by, how do you feel about the word being used, period? Because it's basically been used, like in the African-American race as a word of endearment when you say, you know, what's up, my nigga, you know, or whatever. How do you feel about it? And do you think it should be abolished or could it be abolished?
I have no problem with the word nigga because black people use it as a fun word now. You know, it doesn't mean, nigga to me does not, no word as of today mean the way that the white folks used to use it, you know, back in the day. So, but if a white person were to call me that, no, I would not appreciate that at all. But being around my people, it's all right. Because like I said, we use that in so many different ways. You know how people used to say, yeah, that's my nigga if you don't get no bigger. So
yeah.
Little things like that to me is kind of funny, kind of cliche, you know. That's the kind of way I like to use, not nigga, you know, not just saying nigga. Nigga, get out of my face, you know. I mean, it's to me it's kind of hard to not use it sometimes still because I've always looked at it as a fun way to make us feel good about ourselves.
A word of endearment, so to speak.
Yeah.
But what about when you run across white people who basically have, like, you know, they say a white person who acts black or, you know, hangs out with black
people. Sale, nigga. Remember that from Stevie Wonder song? Get in that cell, nigga, 10 years.
No, but I'm just saying, what about if it's a white person who hangs around with black people and he picks up their ways and, you know, is it okay for him to say, you know, my nigger, you know, is that cool?
No, I don't think, no, because a white boy is a white boy, a black man is a black man, so no, I don't agree with that. No, he couldn't call me that. He couldn't be around me to say that word because he doesn't have that privilege to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I've, a few white people who basically, you know, I've heard them use that word, you know, referring to, you know, a friend, you know, well, that's my nigga, you know.
I never heard no white person use that.
Mm-hmm. I did.
I've heard a black person call a white girl light skin or snow white, but no, I've never heard a white person say nigger. You know, I'm quite sure a lot of black people out there have, but I've never heard it myself, you know, personally.
Okay. Well, you know, like I said, they're trying to get it out of the songs and, you know, just out of, you know, they just don't want people to use the word period because it's, you know, it has a negative connotation behind it. Even in the dictionary where they, you know, well, they don't use, well, black, for instance, and, you know, we're considered to be of the black race, African Americans or whatever. But in the dictionary, the word black, it has like dirty, evil, sad, you know, just these negative words behind it. Opposed to white, it has pure, pale, innocent, you know, different things like that. So that right there, you know, gives a person a sort of like, you know, well, why should I even accept being called black?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they have James Brown came out with the song, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud.
Right.
You know, which is, you know, for real, I don't really think you have to, I mean, a person can look at you and see your color.
Right.
You know, but if you want to stand up and say, yeah, I'm black and I'm proud, that's good too. But, you know, I think they just make too much out of this thing of being a black African-American, this and that. Back in the biblical days, we were known as Nubians. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a pretty nice word, Nubians. Then it went from being Nubians to black to Negroes to niggers, jungle bunnies, you know, all these Sambo and, you know, all these negative names, you know, as far as like black people are concerned. White people, they, you know, you rarely hear them complain about being called crackers, pale, whitey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something that, you know, I guess because the black people have just been made to feel so bad about it, and they just won't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what are your thoughts on that as far as, like, the white people? You don't hear them complain about being called whitey, pale, cracker, you know, and all those kind of, you know, negative names.
Well, the only thing I ever heard is a white boy. And, you know, then, you know, they do call themselves sometimes like the average white band. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You say how they feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, why don't they complain? You never hear on the radio where they're saying they're trying to ban the word whitey or honky or cracker, you know, but you hear they're trying to ban the word, the N-word, you know. So why is it that
I guess because it's not as strong as the word whitey. It's not as strong as the word nigger. See, the white folks didn't suffer no way the way Afro-Americans have. And so for them to be called whitey, I don't see if it would bother them anyway. You understand what I'm saying?
About the word honky?
It don't bother, okay, baby, I mean, that's offensive, yeah. But it don't bother us when people call us black. So, you see what I'm saying?
Well, no, it doesn't. But the point, you know, that I'm trying to get across is, you know, I really don't think there should be any type of name-calling, period.
Yeah,
because you can look at a person and see a person.
I understand that, and this is the human race.
Right.
You ask people what color, sometimes on the application they'll ask you, you know, your race. And sometimes I have put other. You know,
well, the reason that some they have reasons for asking you your race,
yeah,
because some jobs,
yes,
don't want to hire you if you're black.
Right.
You know, so if you put on there you're African-American, okay, your application will go in the trash. You know, I'm not saying that all companies are like that, but generally that's basically what it is.
Well, sometimes I have even put Asian on my application. I'm like, wow, what difference does it make? Let me see if I'm going to get the job, you know.
Well, I put on applications other because I really would prefer being spoken of as Nubian.
Mm-hmm. What is Nubian?
It's a person of color.
Oh.
And we are a rainbow of color people because we go from light to dark to brown. You know, we have a whole variety of colors. You know, even we was once called colored people. You know, because we have just a variety of colors. We're light skin, we're dark skin, we're brown skin, we're black skin, we're purple, you know. So it's just the color, you know, doesn't sound bad either. But, you know, it's just when it gets down to people, calling, because I remember when I was young, my brother, he could not stand for you to call him a black nigger. And I knew that was a button that I could push whenever we, you know, we was maybe about 9 and 10, something like that. And he was like 10, I was about 9. And we was arguing one day, and I called him a black nigger. Oh, my God, he went off. So I ran, so he was, you know, chasing me. I ran downstairs, and my sister, she hit him so hard in his chest till she actually knocked him out, and I thought he was dead. I said, oh, you killed him. But he could not stand that, and, you know, that was so many years ago, but, you know, I really didn't, you know, thinking about it now, you know, I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I may say, you know, something like, you know, what's up, nigga, or something like
yeah.
that, you know, to him, but I don't know if he still feels that way, if I would call him a black nigga, but, you know, I guess because we have been so adapted and so trained into letting them call us whatever, you know,
right.
One minute they're calling us black, then they're calling us colored, they're calling us African Americans, they're calling us this, they're calling us that, you know, so.
So, what, in other words, what are we?
Well, just like I said, I would consider myself as being Nubian.
My black,
you know,
Nubian queen, huh?
A
that's
Nubian
the,
queen,
I think
yes.
that's what. I think that's what the Muslim brothers call.
Well, they call their men and women. They call them, address them as kings and queens.
Right.
And I like that. That sounds very, very, very like royal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's up, my queen? You know, what's
yeah,
up, my king?
I bought
you know,
that,
that sounds.
I bought a
yeah.
Paper from one of them today, and they said, "Thank you, my queen." I thought that just sounds so sweet. That's what
yeah.
I would like to be called instead of Negro, Afro-American. Just call me queen. And only black people can use that, you know. What's your race?
Queen.
I am a queen. That would be nice. And for the black man, what's your race? King. Then you know who we are, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing, but... you know, I just don't really like, because I remember when I was like in the kindergarten or something like that, and I went to public school at that particular time, and I had this little girlfriend. We were friends, and like we lived in the projects, and like all around us was like white people, and I didn't know that then, you know, and you know every day like she would like, you know, come to my house and play with me. So one day I said to her, I said, let's go to your house and play. She said, no, we can't. You can't come to my house. And I said, why? She said, because my mother and father don't like niggers. And I said,
oh, wow.
Yeah. I said, well, you know, and she knew what it was. I don't know if she knew what it was, but that's what was told to her.
That's how she was taught.
I said, well, what is a nigger? She said, a black person. And I really didn't know that she was, you know, the difference. You know, race was different or whatever. I just figured that we was all the same.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, from early, you know, being like, I think it was about 6 or 7 when I learned that. But, you know, it's really amazing, you know, things that you're taught. And, you know, how you carry it out. But that was really something to me because she said, no, because my mother and father don't like niggers. So I guess they was telling her that, you know, not to have them. Because basically we stayed, you know, amongst ourselves in the projects. You know, everybody was like one big, big old family, you know. And, like, we weren't disrespectful, you know, to the white people that lived, you know, around us or anything like that. But, you know, it's just we knew, you know, what we could and what we couldn't do because when we went to the movies, I don't know if you remember the Nailer Theater that used to be on Alabama Avenue. Do you remember that? Miss J? Miss J?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you remember the Nailer Theater that used to be on Alabama Avenue?
No, I don't remember that theater. That's what I was trying to think.
Oh, okay.
Theater. No, I don't remember that.
Well, it's up there where it's the what store is that on there? Discount Mart.
What's
yeah, that
name?
It used to be the Nail Theater right there, but
what's
now
the name
it's Discount.
Of it?
The Nail Theater used to be there.
Oh, no, I never heard of that.
Oh, okay. Well, it used to be there, and when blacks were coming in the theater, they had to sit on one side, and a white sat on the other side. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And remember when Sears and Robot was on Alvin Avenue?
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, that store, everybody that worked in that store was white when they first opened that store.
Mm-hmm.
Then eventually, as the years went on, you might see one or two blacks. Then eventually, after all the whites had moved out of Southeast, the store became black.
Right.
But, you know, there were things that I still remember coming up that, you know, caused a little disturbance. You know, just thinking about, you know, back in the day how we was, you know, treated or whatever. And then, you know, the name calling. Cause they would call you a nigger in a minute. You know, and they would have like the, because I remember one time I went into this, well, we were, you know, Catholic, and went to this church on, I forgot what street it was in Southeast, and this church was white. And we went in there, and when we...
Their eyes popped out, huh?
Yes, they looked at us like we was
what?
Just, like they was facing a devil or something.
Uh-huh.
And this was in church, a Catholic church. I'll never forget it as long as I live. I think we went to that church two Sundays, because the first Sunday, well, we just went, and we just figured, you know, the first time they saw us, so, you know... The next time we went, oh, no. When we, you know how everybody comes out front and they be saying, hi, how you doing? We're trying to speak to them, and they were actually ignoring us. You know, so we, you know, went on and went on about our business, and we never went back to that church again. But now that church is a black church. Yes, it's a black church now. But, you know, just even... In the churches, how they, you know, treated, you know, people, you know, black people, so to speak. But getting back to that word, do you ever think that it will be stopped in the songs, Miss J?
Yes.
Do you ever think the N-word will be abolished from the songs that these rappers are singing? Because basically nowadays they're just going hard with it.
No, it's just song. Yeah, no, I don't think it ever be abolished. I think that word, it will continue on just like black people continue on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be going on and on and on. But I just wish that, you know, people would get along better than what they're getting along and don't have to call a person out by their name. I mean, you know, call them out in a derogatory name. You know, if you can't call me queen or by my name, you know, don't call me.
I mean, then don't call me at all.
Yeah. Right. Don't call me no B, because that's another word that needs to be abolished.
Yes,
the B word.
That word. Yeah, that's, but you know, in some other countries, they don't consider that as a bad word. They can, matter of fact, African women consider that as a compliment. I heard.
To oh no,
and bitch can mean a lot of things, you know.
Well, what it means in the dictionary is a four-legged female dog.
Right, and there's a piece of wood in Africa called bitch.
We're not in Africa, so you know. How the word goes
over here. No, but I was just saying, I mean, yeah,
right,
it's very
understand.
Offensive to us, but in some other countries, that's not an offensive word. I wish somebody else would come on who know about that, because it doesn't bother me anymore. You know,
what, for someone to call you a bee?
Well, I haven't been called that, so it doesn't bother me.
But, I mean,
I had a guy call me that one time. I was about 18 or 19, I went and got a shotgun. I was getting ready to shoot his ass. To my brother pulled a shotgun from me. I thought about it. Is it worth it?
Right.
But wait a minute, let me say this, because you have programs on TV, I forget, like back in the days, where they used to call each other, the Jew girl, Sandra something.
Sandra?
She's a comedian.
She black or white?
She black, real light skin. I mean, I think she is a Jew, but her complexion kind of makes her look like she almost black, but she's not black.
Mm-hmm.
But she used to have a show to come on, and she used to call, most of the people that was on that show would call each other bitches. Have my bitch today.
Oh, no.
You know, women will use that word, too.
I know, I don't like it. I really don't. And if you can't call me by my name or whatever.
You do have, I think, out in the, how can I say this? Out in the prostitute world or the stripper world, they call each other bitches without no problem.
Right, because they just don't have any values. The only values they have is like strippers and prostitutes. And you know what prostitutes do, so they don't care if they're dressed as being a B. They don't care. But,
ooh,
you know, I just can't see. I don't want anybody calling me out of my name. If you can't call me by my name, call me sweetie, honey, baby, or something like that, then, you know, don't even call me. Don't say anything. Because I don't consider myself as being a B. And I never did. Even coming up, you know, when we was, you know, when me and my girlfriends, we would hang out and stuff, they'd be calling each other B's and, no, B and all this and that, you know. I just said, no, I wouldn't even let them address me like that.
Right.
You know, you can't call me by my name. Don't say nothing to me at
right.
all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't consider myself as being like being that.
Right.
So.
Well, where's other people at? It's delicious.
I don't know. Tonight's Friday night. I guess they're out getting their party on. And you know it's the summertime, so I guess they're out getting their party on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we only have 17 more minutes in the show, and it might end a little early anyway. But, you know, this was just a little show I wanted to do to address the issues of the N-word and other
mm-hmm.
labels that people put on people, you know. Like, you know, you just spoke about prostitutes and whores, and they call them hoes and
mm-hmm.
all this old kind of stuff. But, you know, I think maybe, well, I was reading somewhere today, it said you can put lipstick on a pig and it's still a pig. That's
a what?
You can put lipstick on a pig and it's
still a
pig.
Right. Okay.
That's true.
All right.
You know, I was just thinking maybe if you would call a prostitute or a hooker a working girl, you know, because they, back in the day, used to call them street walkers, Jezebels, and harlots, and, you know, words have really changed throughout the
Jezebel.
Years. For, yeah, they used to call them Jezebels and harlots. That's what... a prostitute.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad at all.
A Jezebel?
Mm-hmm.
It almost sounds like a name. Jezebel.
Yeah, but it don't sound, you know, like the gross words we are using.
Right, and harlot
we're
doesn't.
Using, the world is using today.
Right, harlot doesn't sound that bad neither, but it's just, you know, I guess over time and through time and man sat around and thought of different words. And
well, maybe the word nigga and bitch be changed over to something else. You know?
I don't know. Maybe not in this lifetime it won't, but I don't know, you know, because nigga's been around a long, long time.
Mm.
Really, since dirt was made.
You think so? Well, you know what?
Well, I guess maybe since
But you know what? You know that the Spanish people use not the I ain't gonna say that. But there's a bean called, is it called Negro beans?
Negro.
Yeah, so that word ain't going nowhere.
Negro.
Negro, but I still ain't even like seeing that word on the box when you go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that rice, and they mm-hmm. tell you what kind of beans is in that. That comes up. And I was like, well, why I got to be the name that they gave us?
Well, basically, I think that's a Spanish word that means something else. It's just how it's
so
pronounced.
So maybe the Spanish people started, you know, because a lot of us was captured by the Spanish.
Captured by the Spanish?
Back in slavery time, yeah.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth.
You don't know, but that's what I've heard.
No, as far as slavery and all that stuff is concerned.
Maybe they made up that word.
It's like I really don't have too much to say about it because I've never been a slave. I may have been a descendant of a slave.
Right.
But it's basically nothing I can say about it because I wasn't there to see them when they got on the boat, got off the boat, what happened, this and that, you know, so I basically...
Dang, I wish somebody would come in and intervene on that or intercept on that, what I'm saying.
What about the Spanish?
No, yeah, about the Spanish people, where the word Negro come from. Where did it come from?
I don't think it came from the Spanish people because they're basically... You see the complexion of Spanish people?
Yes, but I'm saying back in the day when slavery was going on, honey. I'm talking about that. You got some Spanish folks that's damn near white. I don't know what you're talking about. You seen the complexion of those. Mostly they show the real white Spanish people on TV with
mm-hmm.
the blonde hair. Because you do have some of them that had the blonde hair and the blue eyes. I look at the Spanish stations all the time. Can somebody comment on that? You got anything coming up in the chat room?
No. There's only one guest in the chat room and no one's on the line. But I've never heard of that, Joyce. I really haven't. I'm gonna
My name is Miss J.
Sorry, Miss J. I'm gonna do some research on that because I've never heard, because all I've heard is that the white man had, the Africans had sold us to the white man, and some of them they just took from Africa. And
yeah,
you know,
but what people was over there to sell us?
The Africans?
No, what people was over there to sell us besides the white man?
The African.
Some of them white men were Spanish people, girl.
Well, like I said.
We don't know, so let's get off that subject then.
Yeah.
But in the future, Delicious, please, yeah, anybody could come up with this. I just didn't think of this off the top of my head now.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that you did, but it's just something that I don't know anything about. Like I said, I would have to do some research. I'm not... disputing or anything like that because I don't know.
Right.
I'm just telling you something that I don't know.
Right.
And, you know, I have to do some research on it.
Do you know who started slavery? You know that part? Why you laughing, man?
No, because I really don't.
It started over in England.
Hold on for 1 second.
It started over in England.
Hold on.
Yeah, it started in England. And then from England, I think it went to Wall Street. Wall Street did a lot of selling in slaves.
Hold on for a second, Susan. We're going to take a little musical break.
Yeah, won't you put some on there like by James Brown?
I don't have anything by James Brown.
Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud.
Okay. That's the Temptations, My Girl. Welcome back, everybody. This is Delicious Talk. My guest co-host is Miss J. Are you there?
I'm still here. Listening to the Temptations.
Yeah. Excuse me. What our conversation about today is, everybody, is the N-word and other labels that has been put on people. And, you know, we're trying to get, you know, how people feel about it and if the N-word will ever be abolished or, you know, not used in the rap songs anymore, you know, which I don't think that'll ever happen because, you know, so many people are using it as words of endearment, and we do have a call on the line. Let's see. Good evening. Can I help you?
Can I help you? Hello? Hi.
Hi.
I was listening to your show, and, like, the girl made a comment about, I guess she was asking about slavery.
You're breaking up, sweetheart. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
No, yeah. You're breaking up.
Hold on. I'm trying to fix it.
Hello?
Hello?
I think she's
Hello?
Gone. She's gone.
No, she's still. I have her phone and stuff. Hello, are you there?
Okay, I heard it click.
Okay, that was my phone. I'm on another phone. We only have 5 minutes left in the show anyway, so hopefully she'll call back. She had, I guess she was going to tell us about the slavery thing.
5 minutes? Well, my clock must be wrong. I have 11:40.
11:40?
Yes.
It's 11. Thing is saying 11:39. What in the heck is going on? It's saying I have 5 minutes left in the show. What in the heck?
I know we ain't been on no phone.
11:39. Let me see. You know what? Blog Talk is tripping. Hold on a second, Miss J. Hello? Okay. Okay.
Hello, second caller, are you there? Second caller, call us back, please.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I was trying to get that caller to call us back.
Call back, but I have to find out what's going on with this show because it's not supposed to be over in 4 minutes now. Let me go in here and see if what's going on. Yeah, I don't know why it's going off in 4 minutes. I know I set the show for an hour.
You can't get in touch with anybody?
No, this is Blog Talk. I'm going to see what's going on now, what it was set for. 45 minutes? Who set the show for 45? Oh, you know what? I probably did set it for 45 minutes.
Why? Because you said it was going to be a short show tonight.
Yeah. I can extend it, but I think 45 minutes will be long enough, don't you?
I want that second caller to come back on. She was going to say something about slavery.
Let me see if I can extend it.
She must have been on her cell phone.
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. What's going on if I got extra time? Okay, we have 18 minutes. She's back.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, uh-huh.
I was just going to tell you that about the slavery thing and the Spanish. They were one of the people who started colonizing in Africa. It was the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Dutch. I think, I'm not sure who did it first. English. The word negro it means black in Spanish, so that's why those beans you were talking about, it's negro beans.
Right.
So, yeah, that's probably why. And negro just means black in their language. That's why, like, if you see some singers like Celia Cruz, she's, like, a big Cuban. I think she's Cuban, but she's, like, black Cuban. So, like, in one of her songs, like, she says negra. She calls, you know, black. She calls herself negra, whatever. But it's not like, a slur. It just means black in their language. So that's why if they see someone who's black, they'll call them, like, well, in the olden days, they'll say negra, but, like, now more people will say morena. Like, if you have dark hair or dark complexion or, like, dark-colored hair, you'll say morena.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, that's, like, the word for it. So that's probably why you'd see that a lot. But it's true. They're kind of, like, when it comes to race, in America, it's different because it's, like, you guys had the civil rights movement and everything, whereas, like, in Spanish countries, they didn't really have that, like, I'm sure they had civil rights people, but it wasn't the same, so, like, on television, you won't see, like, people like a Spanish Oprah, you won't see that, because all the black people are basically at the bottom of the social ladder.
Yes, and you're right about that. I just feel like all darker people are people of a dark complexion. People look at them as like you just said, as a low person on earth.
Like even in their in the culture, if you call yourself like black and in Spanish, they'll be like, no, why would you say that? Don't say that because it's not a good thing. You know what I mean? Because black people are usually like the poor ones and have a lot of money. Whereas like people will usually refer to themselves
I ask this question to everybody. Do you think that the black race is the hatedest race in America?
I don't know.
Even though we are the nicest. So most black people are very nice, giving, generous people. But to me, the white man has made us to be the most hated race there is.
Yeah. I don't think people necessarily hate. It's just that they don't want.
Maybe you need to get a new phone. You must don't have Verizon. What kind of phone you have? Because it ain't working. Hello? She gone again?
No, I think her phone is just breaking up.
I used to have, I can't say that because, he had a Sprint.
No, what was she saying about, because I had to, I was doing something while you girls were talking. What was
she was
saying
talking about the beans. But then they don't use that word, negro beans. She was speaking about the Spanish lady was singing a song about the beans. And in the song, she used the word, the negro beans. Hello, you still there?
No, she hung up. Her phone was breaking up too bad.
Hey, she was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't really hear everything because I had to answer the door real quick.
Mm.
But what did she say about? I heard her say something about the Spanish and the white in Africa. Did she say something like that?
No, she did not. She was saying that I don't know. I forgot that. Even in Spanish culture, if someone says that they are a Negro, they will tell them, why would you call yourself that? Because they look at that as being the lowest, you know, in the races.
Oh, okay.
Are the black people, yeah.
Oh, so we're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah, we always have been.
Mm-hmm.
And like I asked her, I said, well, to me, in my impression, personally, I think that we are the most hated race when we haven't done anything to anybody, you know. And she was getting ready to say something about that, but her phone got messed up.
Okay. Well, I think that, what about the Indians?
Nobody hate the Indians. The white man did the Indians dirty. What race having a white man screwed over? You understand? They screwed over every race there is, and it went to countries, then try to get a little piece of the countries, the world from everybody. So, you know, but there's only one superior being to me, and that's the Lord.
That's true, but you know, you got people right here on this earth that think
they're superior than others, right?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's kind of bad because everybody was created equal. But we're not going to get off into that because I'm not, I don't do religion.
Yeah,
stuff.
We somebody but, nigga. Okay, my nigga. Even if you don't get no bigger.
Yeah, and I used to always call, you know,
dude.
You know, refer to my friend, I would say, Negro, please.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I could do that, you know,
to him,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just
go ahead,
trying
girl. Come
to,
in, girl.
Yeah, because it's basically a word that, I wonder what the white people say to each other as words of endearment. Do they call each other honky or whitey or cracker or, you know, or is it just, hey,
no,
Bob?
They too busy calling, you took the word out of my mouth. They too busy calling each other Bob.
Hey, Bob, hi, Jane, hi, Tom, hi, Dick, you know.
No, mostly Bob.
Yeah, but you know,
all construction workers to me, their names are Bob.
Why is that? All construction workers are not white.
Well, I'm talking about the white folks.
Oh, so they're all Bob to you.
Right, but you know, back in the days when the guys used to drive the trains, and the white man would call for the porter. Hey, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's another word that I can't. I don't like it when, because I remember when I was in Vegas, and a girl had referred to one of the porters as boy. And this man, I know he was older than her, and he was practically, he may have been older than me. I don't know, but she's referring to him. Well, because when he came to get our stuff, she says, well, something else had happened, but then she had an email. But when the boy came to get our luggage and stuff, and I said, I don't remember a boy coming to our room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she was, I think she's Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was Filipino or, well, she was some type of Asian descent, whatever, but she, you know, I'm that just bothers me when, you know, you
learned it from the white
man.
Counterparts of her.
When you call a grown man a
boy, yeah,
and a grown woman a girl,
uh-huh.
You know, and
gal.
You just,
go
yeah.
ahead, gal. They don't say girl, they say gal.
And another thing is they be calling you by anybody's name.
What? What you mean?
You know, like if your name is Marie, they'll still call you Mary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, my name is Marie. All right, Mary.
Oh, I know. I never heard that one.
Yeah, that happens, too.
Mm-hmm.
That happens, too. But I believe in addressing people to their names or, you know, because it was one. Now, this was a trip. This girl I used to work with at the hospital, her name was, what was her name? I can't think of her name to this day. But let's just say that her name was Ellen. And all these, now for years and years, I was calling her Helen. So one day she says to me, my name isn't Helen. I said, well, what is your name? She said, Ellen. I said, well, why would you let me call you Ellen all those years?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this was every day when I would see her, hey, Helen, what's up, you know? What's up, Ellen? What's up? What's up? Then one day she just said, my name is not Ellen, not Helen. That really tripped me out because if somebody was calling me.
What was her name?
Her name, well, I don't really know what it, I'm just getting an example. Her name was
uh-huh.
Ellen, but I was calling her Helen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if somebody, you know, my name, and they call me something else, I'm going to say, wait a minute, that's not my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to wait no three, I think it must have been about 3 or 4 years, I would call that girl the same name every time I saw her. I would have nipped it in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
The first time you call me a different name other than my name, hey, that's not my name. But she let me call her that for about 3 or 4 years. 3 or 4 years I was calling her that.
Wow.
Yep. I said that same thing. I said, wow, that's really something. But she was a really nice girl. She was really nice. She didn't, you know, she
okay,
didn't.
Okay, Miss Delicious, don't you want to plug in about your book sale show thing? And,
I will do that in a second, my darling. I'm still talking about the names.
Oh, okay.
6 minutes to go, and I still will have time to do that. But thank you for reminding me.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely wasn't going to forget that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, you know, it's just the whole name thing. You know, I refer to people as Mr. and Mrs., yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know, like back in the day.
Right.
You know, you would say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am to your parents. And I still say it to, you know, people that, you know, that deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's basically what the topic of the show was tonight about, folks. If you have a problem with someone calling you out of your name or calling you the N-word or, you know, just if you have a problem being labeled, you know, basically that's what the show was about tonight. And since Miss J reminded me, my new book, A Book of Delicious, Erotic Short Stories, will be available next month. I'm taking pre-orders at $10 until it comes out. You can go to my website, which is www.deliciousbooks.webs.com, and you can order that book as well as my other two books that are out, Was Past, It's Not Forgotten, and You Might Get Lucky. Also, not next week's show, but the show, because you normally come on every other Friday, probably in the fall or something like that. I may start coming on every Friday, but right now it's every other Friday. So my next show will be August the 13th, and that show is about one-night affairs.
One-night affairs.
Yes, one-night affairs. Have you ever had a one-night affair?
Oh, yes, I have. Several.
Well, we're going to be talking about that on my
that
next
That should
show.
Be interesting.
Oh, most definitely. It's definitely going to be interesting because I'm quite sure people have had one-night affairs that may have turned into more than just a one-night affair.
Mm-hmm.
Or they just may have had
one-night affair. Well, if it turned into more than just a one-night affair, then it wasn't a one-night affair.
Well, it started off as a one-night affair.
Mm-hmm. And they still together.
That turned
today.
Into something more because it could have been that one night
yeah,
and then you
I
saw
guess.
Each other a couple of weeks later or whatever,
yeah,
a year
yeah.
later or whatever. You say, you remember that night we hooked up?
Yeah.
It was good. Let's do it again.
Mm-hmm. I don't
or
know about
whatever.
That. Yeah.
or whatever, you know, but that's the next topic. That's on April 13th, and I'll be posting the show after that. I don't know if it's going to be part two of men who fake orgasms or, you know, whatever. But you can check the show page for the next show after the One Night Affair show. Or if you have a topic or something that you'd like to discuss or have me discuss on the show, just drop me an email or send me something on Blog Talk, and we'll talk about that. And this was a very interesting show. I just wish we could have gotten the caller back, but she was having problems with her cell phone.
Mm-hmm, with her Verizon phone, right.
Huh?
I said, with her Verizon phone.
Did she tell you it was Verizon?
No, I'm just saying that.
What's wrong with Verizon? I have Verizon.
No, I'm going to say Verizon is a good phone. If she had that, she probably wouldn't have been breaking up.
Oh, if she had Verizon, she wouldn't have been breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, Sprint is pretty good as well.
I don't know. Well, okay, she had a Cricket
T-Mobile.
Then.
A Cricket. Oh, well, I'm just sorry that she couldn't, you know, because it was getting very interested in what she was saying. And
yeah.
It was like she knew, you know, what she was talking about.
Right.
So, Carla, we're sorry that we lost you. You know, perhaps you can come back on the 13th and put in something on the...
And maybe even say, still make that comment, what she was trying to make. On the
13th. On the 13th. No,
I know you're not going to be talking about it, but... She just did like, well, you know, you was talking about the last talk show. I just like just like everyone to hear that comment because I would like to hear it.
Well, if she comes back, maybe we can give her a few minutes and let her answer the question that she did get cut off. With that being said, I'm going to end the show. I'd like to thank everybody who's out there listening. The caller who called in and the chat room. Hope everybody have a beautiful weekend. Miss J.
Thank you.
I know you're getting ready to go to bed. I really appreciate you coming on, co-hosting with me. And you have a beautiful evening as well.
You too, my sister.
All right. Good night, darling.
All right, my nigga.